Today's shiur is Masechet Megillah, Daf Chof, and we're going to begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Ksherim Likratz Megillah, everyone is qualified to read the Megillah, Chutz Mecheresh Shaita V'Katan, aside from Mecheresh, a Shaita is someone who's deranged, and a Katan is a minor below Bar Mitzvah. Rehuda Machsh V'Katan, Rehuda says a Katan may read the Megillah. Tosfos points out that when the Mishnah here says cheresh, even though throughout Shas when we have the word cheresh, it means a deaf mute, because the halacha considers a deaf mute as someone without intelligence on the same status of a shoyt of a katan. Here, cheresh means just someone who can't speak. Because if he can't speak, so if he can't hear, we can't be mekayim mitzvos megillah from him when he can't hear himself. And the question is, if he's able to articulate the Megillah because he can't speak, he can't hear, why are we not yoitz the mitzvah kriyas Megillah with him? So the way the Mefarshim explain it is that this person who could speak and not hear is obviously not obligated in kriyas Megillah, because kriyas Megillah involves hearing the Megillah. The concept why we have a Bal Koireh reading the Megillah and us being a kind of mitzvah, even though we're not reading the Megillah, only the Bakayr is reading the Megillah, because there's a concept of Shemei Ka'ina. So Rav Chanan Wasserman explains, what does Shemei Ka'ina tell us? What Shemei Ka'ina tells us is that the Bakayr is reading the Megillah, and it's as if I'm reading the Megillah. So I'm in the same place as the Bakayr is. But if the Bakayr is not obligated in the mitzvah, because unfortunately he can't hear, he cannot be in my place, because he's not Mechuyev and I am. Therefore, say the Poskim, the Bach discusses a Shaila, where we'll have a Balkari, who Baruch Shem can hear, but he stuffed his ears with cotton. So he's reading the Megillah, he's not hearing the Megillah, but I am hearing the Megillah. Or the Shvus Yaakov discusses a Shaila, where there's a Balkari who's hard of hearing. He could hear, but he's hard of hearing. And in Shul, Purim by night, there's a big crowd, so he can't hear himself read the Megillah, given the noise. But I could hear him. Will I be mekayim the mitzvah? So they say, yes, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Because the only issue here is that I cannot be mekayim the mitzvah with someone who himself is not mechuyev. But someone who is mechuyev the mitzvah, perhaps under these specific circumstances, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah because he didn't hear the Megillah, but he's not exempt from the mitzvah, and therefore the halacha would be that we can mekayim the mitzvah under such circumstances of a bal kairi. The Gemara Masechet Erchin says, Hakol Ksherim Likratz Megillah comes to teach us that even women are obligated in the chiyuv of mikra Megillah. Sha'af hein hoyu bayis ha'neis, they also were in the Neis HaPurim. The question, however, is, can a woman read the Megillah on behalf of a man? So Tosfos Masechet Erchin says that a woman cannot be mitzi a man in kriyas Megillah. And there are two main explanations given by the Mefarshim in that Tosfos. One explanation, which we've already said, is that there's the obligation of a man in kriyas Megillah and the obligation of a woman in kriyas Megillah are different obligations. A man has a chiyuv likrois as a Megillah, to read the Megillah. So even if we don't read the Megillah, like we just discussed, there's a Bakayr reading for everyone. So that's Shemei Koina. But we have an obligation to read the Megillah. A woman doesn't have an obligation to read the Megillah. She has an obligation to hear the Megillah. And that's why the Paiskim say that if women are hearing the Megillah and they're making the bracha, they make a different bracha than we do. We make a bracha, men make a bracha of our Mikra Megillah, and they make a bracha of Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. So since our obligations are different obligations, we cannot be mekayim the mitzvah through a woman reading. Another explanation, which I saw from the Sfas Emes, explains that for men, there was a specific din, specific takana that Chazal made, that we have an obligation to hear the Megillah. For women, on the other hand, says the Sfas Emes, it's not because there was a takana that women have to hear the Megillah. There's a concept of afhein hoyubayis aneis that, so to speak, brings them into this Megillah reading. So again, we're working with different obligations, so women cannot read the Megillah for men. Tosfos here discusses a very fundamental question. Tosfos says, the Mishnah says, a question if we can mekayim the mitzvah of kriyas Megillah through cotton reading the Megillah on our behalf, which we'll discuss more in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem. But Taisus asks, he could understand, says Taisus, that if we have a Chiv Deraisa, and the child has a Chiv Derabbanan, so somebody who has a Chiv Derabbanan cannot be Moitzi someone who has a Chiv Deraisa. But ask Taisus, a Mikra Megillah is only Derabbanan. So why can't a child who has a Chiv Derabbanan be Moitzi a Godel who also only has a Chiv Derabbanan? So there are a number of answers given to this question. Taisus' answer is that we have one Chiv Derabbanan to hear the Megillah, Mikra Megillah. A child has two Chiyuvim. One is, it's no more than Derabbanan, and moreover, their obligation to do mitzvahs is only with Derabbanan, because of Chinuch. So since they have two Derabbanans, and we have one Derabbanan, that's why we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, through a child's reading. The Ran gives a different explanation. The Ran explains that a child's Chiyuv is not because he has an obligation to read the Megillah. He has an obligation in chinuch. And there's a few ways of explaining the Ran. One explanation is, the child has no independent obligation to read the Megillah. It's his father who has an obligation to be mechanech him, to educate him to read the Megillah. So he has no obligation, so he can't be moitzi me, who does have an obligation. Or even if we'll explain, this is a big shaila, how do we understand the mitzvah of chinuch? Is it the parent's obligation, or is it the child's obligation? Even if we learn it's the child's obligation, it's not a specific obligation for Mikra Megillah. It's an obligation that a child has to become accustomed to do mitzvahs, so when he becomes a gadol, he'll know what to do. But we have an independent chiv to read the Megillah, so again, it's coming from two different places, so we can't be mekayim the mitzvah through a child's reading the Megillah. Another pshat that I saw is, again, something we said a moment ago, and we'll use this concept a lot. Since Mikra Megillah is a very unique and special Gzeiris Chazal, we can't be Mekayim Mikra Megillah through a child, because it's not a Deraisa, but it's a higher level Derabbanan. Tori Evan says another pshat, very interesting pshat. He says, if a child already read the Megillah, so he has no more obligation to hear the Megillah, he already read it. Why is the halacha, explains the Tori Evan, that if I already read the Megillah, could I read the Megillah on behalf of someone else who did not hear it? I already was Mekayim the Mitzvah. The answer is, because Kol Yisrael are Ravens Elazeh. So I have an obligation to make sure you do the Mitzvah. So even though I was already Mekayim the Mitzvah, if you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, I have to help you be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The concept of Arvis, says the Tori Evan, doesn't apply to children. So therefore, Chazal said, we may have a circumstance where a child already read the Megillah. If the child already read the Megillah, he can't be Moitzi Gadol, because there's no Arvis. That's why Chazal, to avoid such a mistake, just said, don't hear a Megillah from a cotton. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana that says, Cherish the Eved Namiloi, that even by the Eved, we cannot be Mekayim Mitzvah Megillah from someone who can't hear. Amra Masna, Rabbi Yosihi, it's going according to Rabbi Yosihi, the Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Brachos, Hakarishma, if somebody reads the Kriya Shema, v'loy hishmia la'oznoi, but he didn't hear the words being pronounced, yotza. He was still Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yosi Amar, lo yotza. So the same is in our Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says you can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Megillah through someone who can't hear, it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. Ask the Gemara, my Rabbi Yosi, who tells you to explain that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi? And the pshat in our Mishnah will be the Eved Namiloi, that even with the Eved, we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah from someone who can't hear. Dilma, perhaps we'll explain that our Mishnah is going Rabbi Yehuda Hi, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ulchatchilu Hudaloi, and pshat in our Mishnah will be that only Ulchatchila we should not hear the Megillah read from someone who can't hear. Hadi Eved, Shapadami. But the Eved, if we heard the Megillah under circumstances, we will be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And like Tosfos explains, why is the Gemara seeking to explain that the Gemara is going, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Since the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though we're supposed to hear ourselves say Krishma, but the Eved, if you said Krishma without hearing it, you will Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's why we want to explain that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisak Adaitach. It doesn't really make sense to explain that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because what does our Mishnah teach us? The Tani,
Our Mishnah groups Cheresh Tumya Deshait V'Katan, puts this person who can't hear in the same category as someone who's a Shait V'Katan. Now let's understand. Mash Shait V'Katan. By Shait V'Katan, obviously, the Eved Namiloi. Because as we explained, they're not Bardas. So under any circumstances, we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah through their reading. Af Cheresh, it must be when the Mishnah says that a Cheresh, we can't be Mekayim Mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah, through a Cheresh, it must be referring to a situation of the Eved Namiloi that under any circumstances, we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara. V'dilma, Hakadisa V'Hakadisa. Who says, asked the Gemara, just because the Mishnah speaks about Cheresh, Shait V'Katan, they all have the identical din? Perhaps a Shait V'Katan, yes. Even with the Eved, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah through their reading. But a Cheresh, it'll only be L'chatchila that you should not use them as a Bal Kairei, not with the Eved. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you another proof that we can't explain that the beginning of the Mishnah is going according to Yehuda. Midik Tani Seifa. In the Sefer we introduced to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda machshav katan. Rabbi Yehuda said that a katan can read the Megillah. Mechlal, what does that seem to indicate? That the Reish love Rabbi Yehuda, because we're only learning, we're only being introduced to Rabbi Yehuda's positions in the Sefer. If we're going to explain that the Reish is also going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't be first introduced in the Sefer, says the Gemara. V'dim l'kul Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps we'll say, the Bach says the next to Mekul Rabbi Yehuda, that the entire Mishnah is going according to Yehuda, the Trei Gavni Katan Ktani Law, and the Mishnah is referring to two different types of Ktanim. The Chsur Mechsir Vakhtani. This is the way we have to understand the Mishnah. Hakul Ksheim Lekrisis Megillah. Everyone can beat about Kairi. Chutz Mecher Shait V'Katan. The Medvar Memurim, which Katan is completely disqualified? The Katan Shloi Yigi L'Chinuch. A Katan that hasn't reached the age of Chinuch. That cotton we can't use as a balkairi. Av of a cotton shegiel lechinuch, a cotton who's already reached the age of chinuch, afil chatchila, there we can use such a cotton for mikra megillah, Shabbi Yehuda machsh b'cotton, and this way we have the entire Mishnah going according to Yehuda. Rashi explains, what is the difference between a cotton that's shegiel lechinuch, that came to the age of chinuch, versus a cotton shelo yegiel lechinuch? Explains Rashi, the age is 9-10 years old. Where does Rashi take this from? Because the Gemara Masech the Yuma discusses at what age does a child have to start fasting on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that a child who's 9-10 years old should start fasting. So Rashi says that's the same age here. Many Mepharshim ask on Rashi. There it depends at what age could a child fast without it affecting him, or he could handle a fast. Here we're not referring to fasting. Here we're referring to reading the Megillah, which is a different age entirely, and we should not use that age that we use in Masechet Yuma for Masechet Megillah. I actually saw an interesting shaila. Here we're saying clearly that a child who is mechuyev in chinuch, of the age of chinuch, certainly has to hear Megillah. The only discussion is, can he be might see a gadol, but he has an obligation to read the Megillah, to hear the Megillah. Mr. Brewer also says that he has an obligation to do Shalach Manas. Just like there's a Chiv and Purim to do Mikra Megillah, there's a Chiv and Purim to do Shalach Manas. The question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is, does a child have an obligation to do Matanis Lav Yoinim? So if the child has his own money, probably not a big, probably certainly. But if a child doesn't have his own money, does a parent have an obligation to give child money to do the Mitzvah Matanis Lav Yoinim? Because there's an interesting Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brewer brings down a machloikis. Let's say somebody's poor. He's the recipient of Matanis Lav Yoinim. Does he have to give Matanis Lav Yoinim himself? Some Paiskim say he does. From the money he receives, he should give Matanis Lav Yoinim. Another say, if he's taking stock, he doesn't have to give stock. But they say that is different than a child. Because by an oni, the money he receives, at least now is his. So since he has money, albeit he received it as stocker, he has an obligation to give Matanis Lav Yoinim. Here, this is not the child's money, it's the parent's money. And the parent is already doing the mitzvah Matanis Lav Yoinim, so it's probably not such a strong chiv to be mechanic children in the mitzvah Matanis Lav Yoinim. So how are we explaining our Mishnah? Or Krab Yehuda? We explain that the Mishnah goes according to Yehuda, or the Eved. And our Mishnah is saying that l'chatchila don't use a cheresh as a balkaira, but the eved you may. Ask the Gemara, el hadatani, there's a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, cheresh hamedabe ve'enin shemeya, you have someone who cherished, like now Mishnah, that could speak but can't hear, tarim l'chatchila. He could take off truma l'chatchila. Even though, as Rashi explains, when we take off truma, we have to make a bracha. And this person, unfortunately, can't make a bracha. He can't speak. Still, l'chatchila, he could take off truma. Says, ask the Gemara, according to our explanation of the Gemara, this braisa doesn't work, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Yossi. Mani. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only the Eved in. Only but the Eved is a kosher when someone can't speak. L'chatchila loy. And this price is saying, even l'chatchila, he could take off truma. And even Rabbi Yossi, it's even more of a question. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Eved nami loy. That even but the Eved, someone who can't speak, can't do the mitzvah. And here, we're saying that l'chatchila, he could do the mitzvah. So the Mefarshim ask, Sfasemis discusses the Shailah. What are we saying is the problem with this person? Why can't he take off truma? Because he can't make the bracha. Ask the Sfas Emes. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Ask the Sfas Emes. What's the din if somebody took off truma and didn't make a bracha? The halacha is that it's acceptable. So ask the Sfas Emes, why, because he can't make the bracha, does it become unacceptable? If you skip the bracha altogether, it's still all right. So therefore, he tries to say two interesting pshatim. He's not sure himself of either pshat. One is that the Gemara is not referring to the bracha, because the bracha is certainly not essential. The Gemara is referring to the afrosha. When one separates the truma, he has to designate that this that I separated is the truma. This person can't speak, can't do that. That's why there's a problem. Another pshat, he says, is when one takes off truma from his own produce, the fact that he can't speak is not an issue. Because what's the problem? He can't make a bracha? Not being able to make a bracha is not essential. Here we're talking about a situation where somebody's taking off truma from someone else's produce. If I'm taking truma from someone else's produce, it has to be done perfectly. Because otherwise it's meaningless. And if this person can't speak, that's the issue. Elamai, how are we going to have to explain this braisa from Yehuda? That we're going to explain that Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yehuda, v'afilu l'chatchila. And now we're changing our opinion on what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even l'chatchila, someone who can't speak, could do a mitzvah. So what happens is two things. Number one, our Mishnah can no longer be Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah says at least b'di'evit, l'chatchila is not acceptable. And number two, this braisa does now begin to make sense when the braisa says that someone who can't speak could take off truma, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, but we have another braisa. L'hadi Tanya, there's another braisa. The braisa says, Lo yivorch odin brichas hamazon b'libay. If someone has to say brichas hamazon, he shouldn't say it only in his heart. Then birich, but if he did it that way, yotze b'diyev, it's acceptable. Ask the Gemara, according to our current understanding of the machloikis of Yehuda or of Yossi, mani, this braisa is not going to be alive of Yehuda, the loy of Yossi. Because e Rabbi Yehuda feel a chatchila. Even l'chatchila, you don't have to articulate the words. This braisa says it's only acceptable b'di'evid. And even Rabbi Yossi, certainly the braisa doesn't make any sense, because the braisa says that b'di'evid it's acceptable. And Rabbi Yossi holds a field b'di'evid namiloy. So Taisus asks an interesting question. Taisus says, by krishma, I could understand why you have to articulate the words to hear him, because the pasuk says, shma, hashmei la'oznecha masha atamoitz mipicha, you have to hear what you articulate. Megillah, as we've said already a number of times in today's shir, is a very significant mitzvah. It's persumei nisa. So therefore also you have to hear the words. But why would I say the birch samazin? From where do we take the birch samazin has to be pronounced the words to hear, that the Gemara is saying that that's an issue? So Taisa says, and he himself leaves it very ambiguous, that the Gemara holds that birch samazin is similar to krishma. And if by krishma is it, then you have to hear what you're saying. The same applies to birch samazin. But where we're up to now is we have all these braises and mishnayos, and they don't work, says the Gemara. Loyal and Rabbi Yehuda. I will say that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that fil chatchila, someone who can't hear, is kosher. For like I, this braisa that says that there's a difference between l'chatchila and b'di'evit, the braisa by birchas hamazon, for like kasha, hadadei, hadadei Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda and his Rebbe disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe will see is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone who can't hear is even kosher l'chatchila. His Rebbe hold is only kosher b'diavad, not l'chatchila. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Meshur Elazar ben Azariah, who is his Rebbe, Hakar Shema Tzorach Shishmi L'Oznoi, Shnema Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Ken Hashem Echad. Hashmei L'Oznecha Masha Atamoitz Mipicha. L'chatchila you have to hear, but the evidence is acceptable. Ramei Oimer, not a Gemara introduces a new Shita. Shita Rameya. Rameya says, Ashenoich Mitzavcha Yoim Alavavecha, that's part of the Krishma, to teach us, Acha Kvonas Alev Heinein Dvorim. That you don't have to speak as long as you think it. Says the Gemara, Hash the Dosis Lahochi, not that we've established that there's a Shita of Rameya, who holds that even L'chatchila, you don't have to hear, a field time Rabbi Yehuda Ker Rabbi Sfirlei. We could have Rabbi Yehuda agreeing with his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And both will hold l'chatchila, don't you have to hear, but the evidence is acceptable. The Hadatani, the Brisa that we spoke about by Truma, that says that l'chatchila you don't have to hear, the Hadatani Yehuda Bereid Rav Shimon Pazi, the Brisa by Truma that you don't have to hear, that will be going according to Rameya. So just to summarize, we have here a three-way machlokes tanoim. According to Rameya, even l'chatchila we could use a person who can't hear. According to Rabbi Yehuda and his Rebbe of Elazar ben Azariah, l'chatchila nat, b'diyevet, yes. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even b'diyevet, such a person is not acceptable. Now, in the explanation of our Mishnah of Chutz Micheresh, again, there are two ways of explaining the Mishnah. We could either explain that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah is teaching us that l'chatchila don't use a balkairu who can't hear, b'diyevet will be acceptable. Or we could explain that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and what the Mishnah says, Chutz Micheresh, even by the Evid of Bal Kairi, who can't hear, is unacceptable. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Machsh B'Katan. We learned Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan can be a Bal Kairi. On Rabbi Yehuda, katan hayisi, I was a child, the Karisi Lamalim Rav Tarfin, the Zakenim Belud. I read the Megillah in the shul where Rav Tarfin and other Talmidei Chacham were, and they didn't protest. So we see, says Rabbi Yehuda, that a katan can read the Megillah. Amalai emer raim and a katan. We can't bring a raya for what you're bearing testimony you did when you were a katan, because a katan is not an acceptable aid. So the Tosfos Rid asks a question. This concept that a person who now is a gadol cannot say edus of what he did when he's a katan is only by a deraisa. But Kriyas Megillah is a derabbanan. There the halacha is that if now I'm a gadol, I could say testimony on something I did when I was a katan. So how come he wasn't believed? Answers the Tosfos Rid, and again the same concept. Kriyas Megillah is more than just a regular drabonon, and therefore even though by regular drabonon perhaps a gadol could be believed to say what he did when he was a katan, not by Kriyas Megillah. But then Sfasamis asks another question. We're talking about Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't a lawyer, he was a Tana. So if he said that he did it, he must have done it. So what happened here? Says the Sfasemis. Of course Rabbi Yehuda, if he said that he read the Megillah when Rav Tarfin and others of Canaan were there, it happened. But Rabbi Yehuda might not have focused on all the details. What might have happened was the Rav Tarfin and the Zakenim were already mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. And they were allowing him to read the Megillah for chinuch, they were allowing him to read the Megillah for other ketanim, and he didn't pay attention to that detail that they weren't relying on him for Kriyas Megillah. Tanya, Ami Rebbe, Katna Yisav Kriyas Malam Rebbe Yehuda. I read the Megillah when Rebbe Yehuda was there, and nobody stopped me. Amalai, so they told him, Eim Avriyin Raim and Amata. Of course you read the Megillah in front of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that a katan can read the Megillah. That's not a conclusive proof. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to say that the problem was because reading the Megillah in front of Yehuda doesn't prove anything? The Gemara could have said a different thing. You were a katan. We don't trust what you say happened when you were a katan. Answers the Gemara, that's exactly what happened. Chada v'oid kamerlei. Chada, number one, why we don't accept what you're saying, the katan hayisa, and what you're saying now, what you did when you were katan, doesn't really have much value. V'oid has feeling And furthermore, I feel Gavra Yisa. Even if you were a Gavra when you read the Megillah under those circumstances, it wouldn't make a difference, because Eim Avi and Raim and Amata, you read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, in front of Rabbi Yehuda, it's acceptable, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you rather read the Megillah, a Katan's allowed to read the Megillah. Continues the Mishnah. En Karnas Megillah, we're not allowed to read the Megillah. V'lai Milan, we're not allowed to do a Bris Milah. V'lai Toivlin, a Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis, how to explain V'lai Toivlin. Rashi explains V'lai Toivlin. We know that if someone becomes a Zov, he has to wait Zayin Nekiyim, 7 clean days. Says Rashi, the 7th day ends today. We know in Jewish calendar, tonight is already the 8th day. So he can't go to the mikveh tonight, he has to wait for tomorrow morning. That's how Rashi explains. Taisus explains that it's referring to a situation, we know that under certain tumas, we have to spritz Agudas Ezov. We have to spritz on something with Tomei or a Mitzayra. We're not allowed to prepare that mixture at night. There's Rashi and most Rishonim seem to hold that let's say tomorrow is already the 8th day. So the Zov can't go to the mikvah till the 8th day. But let's say he didn't go to the mikvah on the 8th day. Can he go at night? Once it's past the 8th day, then it doesn't make a difference if you go by day or night. V'loy mazin, if somebody requires hazor, it has to be done by day. The Ken Shemeris Yoim Kenegi Yoim, like Titbalat Shatana Tzachama. So, as we explained many times, Midai Raisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. First, there are 7 days where she can become a Nida. And again, I have to emphasize, this is only Midai Raisa. The Halach is different nowadays. While she's a Nida, if she sees Dam, she has to wait 7 days, and as soon as she stops seeing the dam, even if they weren't 7 clean days, she goes to the mikveh and she's fine. Then she starts a cycle of 11 days. During those 11 days, the halacha is as follows. If she sees dam on one day, she has to wait till the next day and then go to the mikveh. If she sees the dam on 2 consecutive days, again, she waits till the next day and she goes to the mikveh. If she sees dam for 3 days, she becomes a zova gedoyla, and she has to wait Zayin Nekiyim 7 clean days. Teaches us the Mishnah that if a woman is a Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yoyim, she has to go to the mikveh by day, again, not the night afterwards. The Kulan Sha'asim Shal, Achetana Tzachama, we have to wait, when does the day begin? By the nets, sunrise. The Kulan Sha'asim Shaloy Ramur Shachar, if they go early by the Ramur Shachar, but the evidence kosher. So now the Gemara explains each one of these dinim. Menolam. How do we know that Kriyas Megillah has to take place by day? Damakra, the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Vayom Ha'elon Neskarim V'Nasim, teaches us, B'yoyim In, B'layla Loy. Only by day, not by night. Ask the Gemara Lehmet Ha'avet Yifter Rabbi Shubba Levi. So we'd say that this is a question of Rabbi Shubba Levi. Dom Rabbi Shubba Levi, Chayiv Odom Likris, it's Megillah B'layla. We have to read the Megillah by night, Ul Shnoise B'yoyim. And here it seems that we only read the Megillah by day. And says the Gemara, "Kedekani Adiyoyim." Our Mishnah is referring to the Kriyas Megillah by the day. Obviously, by the night, there's a separate chiyuv to read the Megillah. The Mefarshim ask, the first Mishnah, Masechet Brachos, teaches us that when something may be done at night, Chazal tells us to do it before Chatzos, Kedei L'Hachrik Es Odom Aveira, to avoid any mistakes. So the question is, why by Kriyas Megillah is there no such halacha? We're allowed to read the Megillah all night. Why is there no halacha that we have to read it before Katzos? So Farshim answers, since Megillah is so special, we're not concerned that the person is going to forget to read the Megillah, and he has to read it all night. Another interesting shaila. We're saying now that L'chatchila, the nighttime Megillah, should be read before Amud HaShachar. If you forgot, you didn't get to it, you have till the nets. Ask them, Farshim, what's going to be the halacha? Interesting shaila. Somebody becomes a ger, converts, in the time between Amud HaShachar and Netzach Hamah. Does he have an obligation to read the Megillah, the nighttime Megillah? The daytime Megillah certainly would be obligated. By day he's a full-fledged Jew. So Farshim says he's not obligated. Because really, the time after Amud HaShachar is already morning. Just somebody who didn't get a chance to read it all night, we give him a little extension till the Netzach Hamah. But he didn't have an obligation at night, because he only became a ger after the Amud HaShachar, so he doesn't have to read the Megillah. What's the halacha? Let's say someone didn't daven Ma'ariv. And now it's the time between Amud HaShachar and Netzach Hamah, And if he davens, he only has time for one, either davening Ma'ariv or reading the Megillah. What should he do? And the question really comes up the same way for the daytime Megillah. Let's say somebody didn't daven Mincha. What should he do? Should he daven Mincha or read the Megillah? So the Kaf HaChaim says he should read the Megillah. Why? Because by tefillah, there's a concept of tashlumim. If you miss a tefillah, you can make it up. For Megillah, there's no makeup. So therefore, read the Megillah and tefillah do with a tashlumim. V'lay molen, we should not do a bris only by day. The bris has to take place only by day. So here we learn the halacha. The bris has to take place by day. A few interesting halacha lemaisis. One is, there's an interesting ramah. The ramah discusses the following shayla. Let's say somebody makes a bris milah before the child is 8 days old. So b'di'evad, it's acceptable. But says the ramah, let's say, you should do a, he says even you don't have to do a tofestan bris. Let's say you do a bris by night, says the ramah, then you have to do Hatovastan bris. The Shach says L'chatchili should do Hatovastan bris by both, but this is the way there are more paskins. It's very interesting to understand why is there a difference between doing a bris before the 8th day versus doing a bris by the night. The paskim discuss Ubayoy Mashimini Yimoyl, we should do a bris meal on the 8th day. I saw that Tzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit Shemila in the morning as early as possible, because reason magdimim lemitzvahs. Even, says the Tzitzel Eliezer, speaks about it a lot, that a person may say that if I wait to make the bris later in the day, there may be more people that could attend the bris milah. B'roiv am hadris melech, says the Tzitzel Eliezer, it's better to do the bris milah early in the morning, as early as possible. And there's no concept of b'roiv am hadris melech, that's not part of the hiddur mitzvah, because that doesn't make the bris better. Hiddur mitzvah applies to the actual bris milah. Having more people at the bris milah doesn't make it, is not considered an essential hiddur mitzvah. But the Minchas Yitzchak does say that, let's say by making the bris early in the morning we won't have a minyan, then we should postpone the bris in order to make to have a minyan for the bris milah. However, he makes a point. He says he's only referring to the bris milah, that if we're not going to have a minyan for the bris milah itself, then we should push it off to have a minyan. But let's say we'll have a minyan for the bris milah, we won't have a minyan for the suda. He says that's not enough of a reason to push off having a bris milah. A bris milah should be done in the morning. There's a very interesting shaila that the Rishonim and Achrayim discuss. Here the Gemara is saying, "V'yoyim Hashmini Yimo," a bris milah has to take place on the eighth day by day. The Gemara says, "V'yomo Oisay Avram," that the Avram made a bris milah for son Yitzchak. Ben Shmoneh Shamim, says the Gemara, "Oisay V'loy Oisah." From there we learn that women are exempt from making the bris milah for the children. Ask the Rishonim, why do we need a limud that women are exempt to make a bris milah for their children? It's a mitzvah saseishas man grama. And a mitzvah saseishas man grama, we're learning that we know women are exempt, so why do we need a special pasuk? A lot of answers given to this question. We'll mention a few. One answer is that since a bris milah is a very special mitzvah sasei, it's one of the only two mitzvahs sasei that's a chi of kares, perhaps I would say that this mitzvah sasei is different and women are obligated, that's why we need a pasuk. Another reason is, when did Tori Evan says this teretz, when was this din that women are exempt from mitzvah sasei shez man grama given? By Har Sinai. But when was the din of bris milah given? By Avram Avinu, before Har Sinai. Then there was no halacha that women are exempt from mitzvah sasei shez man grama. Another pshat that I saw is that a bris milah is not something that only applies by day. The actual bris milah has to be done by day, but the preparation can be done by night, so that's why it may not be considered a mitzvah sasei shez man grama. Another pshat that I saw goes to the heart of what is the obligation of bris milah. The obligation of bris milah is not to make a bris. The obligation of bris milah is that the child, that the person should be a person who's a mohol. So it's not a positive act. It's just making sure that he's mohol. So that's not considered a mitzvah seishas man grum up, and that women should be exempt. And another pshat that I saw, we quoted this in an earlier shir, the pasuk says, the tikach tzipayra, Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, tzipayra took a tzror, the tikach tzipayra, she did a bris milah. So even though the Gemara Masechta of Avodah Zarah, I believe, says it doesn't mean that she actually did the Bris Milah, she just asked somebody to do the Bris Milah, one might understand the Pasuk, Pasuk Pshat, that she actually did the Bris Milah herself. So I could come to believe that women are obligated to make sure that their children have a Bris Milah. That's why we need a special limit that they're exempt. Continues the Gemara. V'le tovim v'le mazin, t'ksiv only by day, t'ksiv ehiza atar al atamei, b'yoyim ha-shvi, it has to be by day, and furthermore, v'iskish tefila l'azor, just like tefila has to take place by day, so to azor. V'ken shmer shoyim k'neged yoyim, v'le tipla shetar atzachamu, we explained this in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara Pshita, ma'ishna shmer shoyim k'neged yoyim, b'kol chai v'tefilas. And all chai v'tefilas, we just finished explaining, only are obligated to go to the mikveh, I only can go to mikveh by day. Answer the Gemara, Salka Itzrich. Salka Data Chamina, can have a Ri Rishon Ishal Zav. If a Zav has an emission, the Ri Rishon Ishal Zav, what is the Halacha? He has the Halacha like a Bel Keri. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Zoyz Tairus HaZav, Vashatetzim Men HaShichvaz HaZera. Mat Bel Keri. If somebody has an emission of Keri, Tairus B'Yoyim, he can go to the mikveh right afterwards. So to a Zav. So I would think, Hai Nami, Dish Shemeres Yoyim K'negi Yoyim, that's why I teach this. How could it say she go to the mikveh the day she has an emission? The ksiv, the pasuk says, "Kol yimei zova." Every day that she sees dam, k'mishkav nidasa yir, she's tamei. Answers the Gemara. The day that she sees dam, that's not our question that she should be able to go to the mikveh. Our question is, says the Gemara, "B'maila mi'alevad mitzvah shimer." Let the night begin. Let her be tired at the beginning of the night, but Tamish Titbo, and she should be allowed to go to the mikveh. Why does she have to wait till tomorrow? Kamash Malon, Kivin the boy is Sfira, since she has to count, and counting could only take place by day, Sfira be Mamahui, and that's why she has to wait to go to the mikveh till the next day. The Kulin Sha'asim Sha'ala Mura Shachar, if anybody did it from a Mura Shachar, it's kosher, but the evidence kosher. Ask the Gemara, Menonimili, Amarova. How do we know that from Amur HaShachar it's already considered day? Damakra, v'yikra l'lkim l'or yoyim, l'meir uba, from the time when the sun starts coming up, kara yoyim, it's already considered day. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to explain the Pasuk, elam after the Pasuk says, regarding night, u'l'choshech kara layla, the time that it's dark is called night. Should we also say, l'machshech uba, the time that it gets dark is already considered night? Hakaimelon, we know that that's not true, because we know that Halacha is the Atzeis Kachovim Lav Lailahu until it says it's not considered night. So why is Amur HaShachar already considered day? El Amar Abzeir Mihacha. V'nachnu Oysim B'malacha. We were doing work. V'chitzim Machzikim B'ramachim. We were holding the spears and the hammers. Malois HaShachar Atzeis Kachovim from Dalois. V'Amar, and the pasuk says V'hoyilonu Halaila L'mishmer, the night was a time of watching. For yoyim melachim, by day we did work. My voimus. What's the Gemara saying? V'chi teima. Perhaps we'll say mishol amar shachar lav yimamahu. So we see that they did work from amar shachar. But perhaps we'll say, yes, they did work from amar shachar. But it's really not considered day. Umichar v'shem shalayla, and only day begins by the nets. Just it's day. The mekadmi mechashke. They began working before day. Toshma, the pasuk says v'yoyilonu hayoyim halayla l'mishma v'yoyim melacha. The pasuk says they only did work by day, and when did they begin doing the work? By Amur HaShachar. It's a raya that Amur HaShachar is when day begins. So Mefarshim ask, how could the Gemara had a havamina that they did work by night? What work is being referred to there? The building the Beis Hamikdash, and the halacha is that the building of the Beis Hamikdash has to be done by night. By day. So how could we Gemara even have a half minute that they worked by night? So Mefarshim answer, the actual building has to be done by day. But the preparation, getting the bricks, getting the materials ready, could be done by night. Maybe that's what they did in the time from Amur HaShachar to nights, and it's still considered night. Mashmalon, that from Amur HaShachar it's considered day. But L'chatchila, whatever we're supposed to do by day, we should wait till the night's Achama. So Mefarshim asks, and halacha we find this throughout Shulchan Aruch, we find Kriyas Megillah, is what we're learning about. L'chatchil, if something has to be done by day, wait for the Neitz HaChama. But it's a very interesting point. There's one thing that has to be done by day, one mitzvah that we have to do every day, that l'chatchila people do before Netzach Hama. That's Krishma. People even who are makpid to daven v'sikim. So what do they daven? They daven Shemoneh Esrei, but the nights. But Krishma, they say before the nights. Krishma is supposed to say by day. How can you say before the nights? It's supposed to be done by day. So Farshim answer that the pasuk regarding the obligation to say Krishma by day doesn't say you have to read Krishma by yoyim. If the pasuk would say you have to read Krishma by day, you'd have to wait for the nights. The pasuk says uf kumecha, when you get up. Before the nights is already the time when people get up, and therefore they are allowed to read Krishma before the nights of Chama. Another teretz to this kasha that I saw is that since Krishma is read every day, a mitzvah that we do only once a year, Kriyas Megillah is only done once a year. So we're careful to do Kriyas Megillah only after the nights. But since Krishma is done every day, we're not so makbid and we read Krishma even before the nights. Says the Mishnah, Kol Hayom Kashal Kriyas Megillah. We can read the Megillah all day. Ul Kriyas Hallel, we can read Hallel all day. Ul Tkiya Shofar, or Rosh Hashanah, we can blow Shofar all day. Order, Tori Evan says, by Yovel, we learned the Gemara, it says that they used to blow the Shofar during Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. All day is kosher. That has to be by day. The Tilas Lulav, the Dal Minim have to be taken by day. The Gemara is going to explain each one of this, so we'll just learn this a little fast and then we'll go into it. L'tfilas HaMusafim, davening Musaf can be done all day. L'Musafim, bringing a Karban Musaf. L'Videi HaParim, the Halach is, we discussed, that if there's a Parhelm Dovash at Sibur, if the Sanhedrin made an erroneous Psak, and based on that erroneous Psak, Klai Yisrael did an Aveira, they have to bring a Parhelm Dovash at Sibur. Then there's a par koy mashiach. If the koyin issued an erroneous psak and he acted based on that erroneous psak, that's to bring a par koy mashiach. Ulevidu maisa, erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, they used to say vidu maisa. They used to say biarti akadosh min abayis to make sure that they had disposed of all maisa. Ulevidu yom kippur, as we learned in Masechta Yuma, on yom kippur the koyin a number of times during the day said vidui, the smicha when a carbon is brought, we do smicha, we do shchita, tenufa, certain carbonas have to be lifted up by the kohen, or even sometimes by the owners, la gosha, carbon mincha has to be brought near the mizbeach, la kemitza, the kemitza has to be taken off of carbon mincha, la ktara, burning it, la malika, when a bird is brought for a carbon, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do a regular shechita, he does malika. The Kabbalah, Kabbalah Sadam, the Hazoya, whenever we have to do Hazrika Sadam, the Hashke Soita, if we're going through a Soita process, it has to be done by day. Larif Sagola, if a corpse was found, and we have to bring an Egla Roof, it has to be done by day. Lutara Samatsaira, when we go through the process of making a Mitsaira Tar, all this has to be done by day. Says the Mishnah further. Kalalaila Koshlak Tsiris Oimer. We know on the night of the 16th of Nisan they cut the new Oimer. It may be done all night long. We burn the fats of the Kabbanas all night long. Zaklal. Davish Mitzvahs B'yoim. Something that has to be done by day. Kosha Kalayoim. May be done all day long. Davish Mitzvahs B'layla. Something that has to be done by night. The Loch is Kosha Kalalaila. So the Mar goes through every din. Menolam. How do we know these dinim? So the first thing that we learned in the Mishnah was Megillah. Dama Kra, Vayomim Eila, Niskaran V'Nasim. So Vayomim, all day long we can read the Megillah. L'Kriyas HaHalal, we learned that Kriyas HaHalal has to take place by day. T'Ksiv, M'Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyah, for when the sun goes up till when it goes down, during the day. Rabbi Yosi Omer, how do we know the HaHalal has to be said by day? Zeh HaYoyim Osa Hashem. So this Gemara is actually a proof to something that we've quoted from the Brisker Rav many times. The Gemara here is saying that Hallel has to be said by day. So the question is, we say Hallel by night once a year. Pesach. We say Hallel by the Seder. It's night. So the Brisker Rav, we said, taught us that the Hallel of Pesach by night is not just a regular Hallel. It's a Shira. So it says, now we can understand this Gemara. A Hallel that we say for Yontif, that must be said by day. But something, the Hallel of Pesach by night, is not Hallel, it's Shira. And like the Stipler always brings a proof to the Brisker of, we don't even make a bracha on the Hallel in the Seder. That could be done by night. The Tilas Lulav, the Dal Milan have to be taken by day. The Ksiv L'kach T'lchem B'yoyim Arishin. L'tchi Shaifa, the Ki Shaifa has to be done by day. The Ksiv Yoyim Trua Yir L'chem. Ulamasafim, a carbon musaf has to be done by day. The Ksiv Tvar Yoyim B'yoyim by day. Ulatfilas Masafim, when we dive in the musaf, is K'musaf Shavi Rabbanim. So Mefarsh, the Rishonim ask, how could the Mishnah say that the carbon musaf could be brought all day? We know that the carbon musaf cannot be brought before the Talmud Shachar, and not after the Talmud Sheben Abayim. So how could we say it could be brought all day? So one teretz they say is that really the carbon musaf can be brought all day. It's just a technical difficulty standing in our way. But certainly it could be brought all day. The Rashba says another teretz. The Rashba says even though l'chatchila a carbon musaf should not be brought before the Talmud Shachar, or after Talmud Shabbat Abayim, let's say it was brought before the Talmud Shachar, or was brought after Talmud Shabbat Abayim, as long as it's still day, it's considered a kosher carbon. That's why the Mishnah can mention Tefillas Masafim. The Torah Evin makes a very interesting observation. Even though our Gemara compares the carbon musaf to Tefillas Musaf, he says they're not really totally identical. He says the carbon musaf, we just explained, if the time comes to bring the carbon musaf, and it's already a time where I could bring the Talmud Sheben Abayim, I'm supposed to bring the carbon musaf before the Talmud Sheben Abayim, because l'chatchila nothing should be brought, like we just said, after Talmud Sheben Abayim. But let's say it's a day that we have to daven musaf, tefillas musaf, and we have to daven tefillas mincha. And by the time it comes that I didn't daven musaf yet, tefillas mincha came, I have to daven mincha before musaf, because tadav sheinu tadav, tadav kaidin. That's why you have to be careful in Rosh Hashanah to start musaf, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to start Musaf earlier before the Zman Musaf, before the Zman Mincha. So it says that Tefillas Musaf and Karban Musaf are not identical.